Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More and more hospitals are getting overrun by COVID cases. In Houston, several hospitals are sending sick patients to overflow tents in parking lots. And in Alabama, hospitals are reporting negative ICU beds. That is 29 patients at last count, needed intensive care services, but instead are in hospital wards not equipped with those services. Let's check in now with Dr. Jean Marazzo in Alabama. She heads the Division of Allergy and Infectious Disease at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. And Dr. Marazzo, welcome back.
Hey, Scott. Thank you for having me.
All right. Negative 29 ICU beds in your state. Hospitalizations up something like tenfold since June. What does it look like?
Well, it's very worrisome for a number of reasons. First of all, we are seeing younger people getting placed into the ICUs and actually going on to ventilators. And in fact, I think when the toll is counted, we will probably see the death toll clearly escalating for younger people in this phase of the pandemic. So in the previous phase, we had people who were on average about 65 years old getting into our hospital. We're now looking at people about 53. The other point I'd make is that in contrast to our previous experience, most of the people who are getting admitted to our ICUs are requiring intubation or getting ventilated. So I'll give you our statistics today. 50 of our 64 patients in the ICU are actually intubated. And that really ratchets up requirements for level of care, intensity of monitoring, and makes you very nervous about not having ICU beds and staff.
Yeah, right. And I want to ask you about that. I mean, hospitals, staff, are they able to keep up? Is it going to get worse for them?
Are they able to keep up? Yes, but by heroic measure. So the spirit of volunteerism and sacrifice, I would say, has been unparalleled in my medical lifetime. It's pretty amazing. Mm. It involves pulling people from other activities. For example, people who are supposed to be working on specialty services like, say, cardiology are now being asked to staff the ICUs as critical care attendings. So that's certainly happening. In terms of the facilities, well, we're making it work, but I can guarantee you if you're on a ventilator, you don't really want to be in a hallway in the ER. So very, very challenging. And it is going to get worse, which is what is making us all very agitated.
And I want to ask briefly about schools and masks as the semester begins in Florida. Two more counties, as you know, have defied the governor and passed mandatory masking. I mean, the numbers in some of these districts are startling. So what is the science here? Is it reasonable to think that these districts that are defying the mask ban may fare a little better this fall?
Absolutely. And I applaud them. I applaud them in not only following the science, but in also paying attention to what the CDC has very clearly recommended. You know, the evidence for mask wearing is now incredibly robust. We have pre-vaccine data, right, from the previous era, as well as post-vaccine. Fantastic analysis out of North Carolina just this past month, looking specifically at schools who did and did not have mask use required. Clearly a difference in terms of the rate of infection being transmitted in those schools with masks, especially because you can't vaccinate kids yet, right? So you really are very limited in what you can do. So anything to keep kids protected and to keep that environment safe, I think, should be very, very strongly considered.
Okay. And very quickly, yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida said kids who test positive with no symptoms should not have to quarantine. What does the science suggest about what happens here?
Well, you know, last time I checked, Governor DeSantis can read, and he also has access to the CDC website, which is publicly available. The CDC website is very clear, has an excellent section on schools and management. And basically, kids are treated exactly the same way as adults. They are unvaccinated, so they are expected to quarantine. If they are exposed, you can test out of quarantine. Remember, you can get tested at 5 to 7 days and get out. Same thing for kids. So again, a measure to keep everybody as protected as possible.
All right. University of Alabama at Birmingham, infectious disease specialist Jean Marazzo. Thanks again.
Thanks, Scott.